So, my friends, let's move into some movement. And so, invite you, as we've been doing, or as we did the other night, if you can at all, to remove any extra cushions or zafus. We won't use the zafus, we won't use the zabutons. We will use the blanket covering the mat, like I showed the other day. And we will use a block. And is there anyone that doesn't have a block? Okay, can you look around in the room and just see the folks that with hands raised? And if you have two blocks, can you hand them a block? That would be wonderful. And then there's an extra block being waved over on this side of the room. Okay, great. I think we're all blocked up. Hopefully not. But we have block abundance. And then if it's okay for you to go what I called the other night 180, so go head to toe with your neighbor. If you feel like you can't lie down and reach your arm out to the side, then just turn around so that your head is towards the altar. So we just stagger a little bit so there's more space. And we'll begin supine. One of my primary teachers, Kitty Sorrow, is from Tennessee. So he teaches beautiful Dharma in a Tennessee accent. And he said, you know, Juno, when you say supine, it just sounds so much better than lying down. So you might just enjoy that supine. If it's also at all possible to have space above your head so that you can reach your arms overhead, do that. If there's cushions, set them on your neighbor's mat. Just kidding, don't do that. Please don't do that. Here we are again. There's a line from Mary Oliver that comes to me so often when I lie on the ground, which I do every day, that I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly. I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly. Maybe you sense into that tenderness of just the ground, the earth, the way that we're held with the hug of gravity, the gravitational pull of our planet. It keeps us from floating away, no matter how anxious we get. We're still connected to the ground. An invitation into the breath, this mysterious life force that we call prana, or the vayu dhatu, the wind element. How is it to let that breath deepen? Just have a little gratitude for breathing in, breathing out. Breathing into the back body. Breathing into the bones. Into the marrow. Prana is not just breath, it's life force. It's the cellular rhythm that connects us all. So from here, as you're ready, let's bend knees and set the soles of your feet on the ground. And bring arms into that cactus pose. If you can do it. If it doesn't work for your shoulders, arms down by sides like Shavasana. So don't force in any way. Really sense the soles of your feet on the floor. Feet can be parallel, hip width apart. And as I mentioned the other night, if you're having sacral pain or back pain, you could tuck that block between your upper inner thighs, and that can really support. And then from here, we're going to keep our feet on the floor. We're not going to move our feet, but you're going to have a feeling of pulling your feet towards your pelvis and let that arch your lower back. So you pull a little bit with your feet, and the lower back arches. Your chin might rock down towards your chest. And then you can kind of dig your heels in and push with your feet and lengthen your lower back. Feel the lower back descend towards the floor. And your chin might rock a little bit away from your chest. And so you can start to find a rhythm, pulling with the feet. That rocks the pelvis into anterior tilt. Pushing with the feet rocks the pelvis into posterior. So we feel the push and the pull of the feet and the hamstrings and the hip flexors, the deep belly. And we can let ourselves be carried on the cycle of the breath, which has its own phases. Like the moon, there's that full filling phase that we're in right now, breathing in deeply. And there's a slight pause. The top of the in-breath, this liminal space before it turns into the out-breath, which is a giving back. In the language of the Buddha, pati nisika, even sounds like giving back, letting go. Pati nisika, relinquishing on the out-breath. So then from here, as you're ready, just releasing the movement. And let's keep the right knee bent. And if you have the block there, removing the block, setting it to the side. And let's keep right knee bent, stretch left leg out long. We did this movement the other night. But if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's totally fine. And let's stretch right arm straight out to the right. So just navigating the terrain around you. And stretching right arm straight out to the right, if you can do it. And then turning gaze, looking to the right hand, just turning the head, looking to the right hand, and reach out from the center of your chest out through the right fingertips. And if palm can face the ceiling, go with that. And then just exhale and relax that. Your head can come back to center. And then again, as you inhale, you're reaching out, turning gaze. You can let your soft gaze look out over your fingertips and then releasing that. Now let's bring in a movement for the right leg. We did this last night actually with Booker. You're going to press the inner edge of your right foot down into the floor and swing your right knee to the left. Let that right hip lift. That's it. So it moves across the midline. And then Booker described this butt squeeze that is so great. It's actually just so good for your hip and your lower back. So if you'll engage your gluteal muscles, that's more the anatomical term for butt squeeze. Engage your gluteal muscles. That'll open the front of the hip a little bit more deeply. And then exhale and release your hip back to the floor. Just try that a couple of times. Really feeling that pushing off of the inner edge of your foot, like you're pushing your blanket to the right. you can feel how these two movements come together. So you press down through your foot, you swing the knee across as you turn gaze and you look to the right. You reach from the center of your chest out through the palm of the right hand. And then we exhale and release. Just keep going at your own rhythm. I love doing this movement on the in-breath and then coming out on the out-breath. Sensing the diagonal pull through the torso, the oblique muscles, the rib basket. These are unwinding movements. They unwind the places where we've held, or we've braced, where we might have defended for all kinds of good reasons. So we use the support of the floor, of the earth, to invite the body, the nervous system. It's okay to unwind. It's okay to breathe. Maybe you want to unwind the right arm, so as we did the other night. So you go into the movement, you could turn pinky finger side of the hand towards the ceiling, palm turning towards wall behind you. Yeah, we feel that movement at the shoulder and then we release. Yeah, just trying that a few times. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And then from here, you could just pause with your right hip on the floor, and then you could bend the right elbow into goalpost. Yeah. And without lifting the right arm at all, you might see how it is to slide the right arm along the floor and reach it overhead. So it goes either towards the front altar or the back altar, depending on which way the crown of your head is facing. And then you could just bring it back to goalpost. You could just try that a few times. And it can feel really good on the shoulder that as you reach it up, you could turn the palm of your hand towards the midline like you would do for downward facing dog. So the shoulder blade moves away from the spine. Yeah. Just feeling how that opens the side body. As Anne ask the question, where is the root of the arm? Maybe you feel the pull all the way down into your right hip. Maybe that's the root of the arm. And then let's just pause for a moment with the arm and the goalpost. And then let's take a few repetitions of the leg movement we did before with this arm movement. So we press into that inner right foot. We swing the knee across. The hip lifts as the arm slides along the floor, reaches up. You can spin the palm of the right hand to face to the left, to face to the midline. That's it. If the arm can be on the floor, if that's okay for the shoulder, do that. It's not okay for the shoulder. You could be reaching the arm out to the side still, just so that you can still get a movement. Yeah. You could try going that way with the shoulder. There's no right or wrong with this movement. It's not like, oh gosh, you got it wrong. No, it's just different ways of feeling the pathways through the tissues. So whenever you feel ready and complete on that side, then just relinquishing, stretching right leg down, right arm down, letting everything go for a moment. We have this mysterious capacity to be mindful. So incredible. So we can be mindful of sensation. And then we can receive sensation. Just noticing if right and left sides of the body feel different now. What a joy to be mindful, heartful, bodyful. Let's try the other side, this whole thing we did on the first side. Try it on the other side. We'll stretch left arm out to the left. Set left foot to the floor. Just try a few times. Just turning gaze, look to the left. So we remind ourselves this whole dynamic of the movement. Reaching out from the center of the chest through the inseam of the arm, out through the fingertips, and then relaxing that. This upper chest area is home to rivers of blood, of nerve impulse, of lymph. So when we open the upper chest and the inner arms, we open the nadis, what the yogis called nadis, or little rivers of prana in the upper body. Let's just start to bring in the leg movement with the arm movement. I think we're there. We can just press down through the inner edge of the left foot, swinging left knee across to the right, letting left hip lift as you reach out through the left arm. Yeah. Yeah. And you can do the little squeezing of the gluteal muscles on that left side. You might feel your hamstrings, your left hamstrings contract. That's a really good thing to do, contract your hamstrings. Let the movement be fluid. You can spin the pinky finger side of the left hand towards the ceiling. Yep, and then turn the palm to face the wall behind you. And that's going to likely bring your shoulder blade a little down towards your waist. Yeah, that's it. Call that external rotation. But it doesn't matter what we call it, it's a feeling in the body. And from there, you might just pause, letting the left hip come to the floor, and we could bend the left elbow into the cactus. Just a few times, without lifting the left arm at all, just sliding it along the floor, and then reaching up through the fingertips, and you can turn your palm. Same thing, you're sweeping the pinky finger side of the hand towards the ceiling, so that your palm faces into the midline. Yeah, yeah. Just try that a few times. The shoulder's painful, then take the arm out to the side. And then at some point the body's like, okay, I got that. Let's bring in the leg movement. Root down through the inner edge of the left foot. We swing the knee across. You might, with this movement, have a sense of lunging the left thigh bone away from the pelvis with that butt squeeze, with that hamstring contraction. Let it be fluid. Another favorite poem of mine from Nahira Wahid, titled Options. Options. You do not have to be a fire. You do not have to be a fire for every mountain blocking you. You do not have to be a fire for every mountain blocking you. You could be a water and soft river your way to freedom, too. So then when you feel like you've soft rivered your way through that left side, Just allowing for the left leg to slide down, the left arm to slide down by your side. And again, you can notice the receptive quality of awareness. Just receiving what's here. And from here, let's bend both knees. Let's set feet to the floor as we've done, and let's now interlace fingers behind your head. Yeah, hands behind the head. If that doesn't work for your shoulders, again, we can do arms down by sides and repeat the very first movement that we did. But this time, as you pull with your feet and you arch your lower back, you could also arch the back of your neck. Really lift and broaden through your chest. Spread elbows wide. Press elbows down into the floor. You could let your chin lift away from your chest. You can keep your pelvis on the floor for now. This is like a little back bend. You let the center of the back of the heart lift towards the ceiling. Then on your exhalation, you can push into your feet, lengthen your lower back. Squeeze your elbows together and round your upper spine. So you could do a little sit up here. And then as you inhale, lowering back down again, and we're arching, we're letting the front ribs and the belly widen open, the sternum, center of the chest lifting towards the ceiling, elbows descend. And as the out-breath arrives again, we squeeze in. We lengthen lower back, we squeeze elbows in, we round that thoracic spine, that middle spine. If you don't want to lift up, don't worry about it. Don't lift your head, that's fine. So just feeling what works for you. Last night, Booker was doing this beautiful crossing the arms, closing in and then opening out. Right? She was calling that titration. Such a beautiful way. We open to the world and we attend to ourselves. You might feel that. Then as you come into the little sit-up phase, you could do a little rotation. You could turn both elbows to the right or to the left. And then lower back down. Don't forget to inhale. Lower back down. Inhale. And then come up and twist the other way. Yeah. Just feeling, wow, the spine, this rib basket can do all these angles. There's no straight lines in the body. It's all spirals and rounded shapes and rivers and currents. Sometimes I see people with this movement kind of get into gym class mode, like, oh, do some sit-ups, which is great, but I encourage you to inhale, lower down, arching, widen the lungs, the fronts of the lungs, collarbone area, like really luxuriate in that inhalation phase. Great. And then from here, as you're ready, just releasing that. And last time, releasing. Well, it's not the last time we'll release, but for now, the Shavasana, just releasing legs down, arms down, biceps. You could be a water and soft river your way to freedom, too. So as Ralph said, we can make a choice. So then from here, let's bend knees, set feet to the floor. And I'll invite you to stretch right arm overhead and roll to your right side. You can cradle head on arm. Yeah. And then let's more or less align soles of feet with sacrum. So just more or less. Yeah. And the feet are together, knees are together. And then reach left arm out in front of you along the floor. Yeah, palm of the hand on the floor. We did something really similar last night. So just try sliding left hand along the floor away from you so that your chest turns a little towards the floor. Yeah, you feel that opening across your upper back. And then you slide the hand back towards you. Just try that a few times, like you're polishing a little spot on the great hall floor with your hand. Yeah. And then just pausing there, just resting your hand to the floor. Now I'll bring awareness to the legs and the outer hips, pressing your inner feet together. Going to raise your left knee. So this is like a side lying baddha konasana. Just raise that left knee. Feet together if they can be, so that we keep the foot down and the knee comes up. And then we close the knee. Just try that a few times. Yeah, just try that a few times. Inner feet together. We're just opening and closing the top knee. And I need to erase the word just from my yoga teacher vocabulary because this is challenging. You might feel like, whoa, there's the outer hip. Sometimes just a little engaging of the outer hip is incredibly stabilizing for the sacrum and the lower back. So I definitely do this every day when I'm on retreat. So let's combine. Let's just bring knees together for a moment. Actually, let's raise the left knee. So we'll just pause there. Yeah, inner feet together. And then slide left hand away from you. So you turn your chest towards the floor. You slide, yeah, you just, again, we're like polishing, yeah. And then as you close the knee, you slide the hand back, yeah. And as you raise the knee, you slide the hand away. And as you close the knee, you slide the hand back. Yeah, that's it. Just polishing this little spot on the floor. Feeling that we're doing a twist here. So we're rotating the chest towards the floor. The outer hip is fatigued. Just rest. Just rest. Great. And then from there, drawing your knees up into your chest, just tucking them up into your chest. And you could interlace your left hand also behind your head. And as you, so both hands interlaced behind your head, if that's okay. Then as you inhale, you could squeeze elbows together, turn your chest a little towards the floor, as we've done, towards the floor. And as you exhale, you could turn chest towards the ceiling and open that left elbow. May not go toward to the floor, maybe it just opens a little, and then you squeeze elbows together and you turn your chest again. A little to the right towards the floor and then towards the ceiling. Booker taught this last night with the arms sliding. So very, very similar. You might just feel how it is to slow down via the breath. How is it to lengthen the exhalation? Let that slow the rhythm down. And then as you're ready, just releasing for a moment, just letting everything soften. Breathing into your right side ribs. And then you could unfurl, stretching left leg out, just unfurl onto your back and then reach left arm overhead, going same thing, second side. Setting soles of feet aligned with your sacrum to begin. And cradling head on arm, reaching right arm out in front of you, that little polishing cloth, just sliding arm away. So your chest turns towards the floor and then sliding back. Just a simple movement. Yeah. That's it. And then you might just pause that and press your inner feet together. Begin to raise and lower the right knee like the wing of a butterfly. Sensing the way the outer hip has to work to do that, the outer leg engages. These are the muscles that hold and stabilize the sacrum and the lower back. Sometimes just a little contraction can help to bring release. And then as you're ready, you can combine leg and arm. So as the knee goes up, the arm reaches away. You reach fingers along the floor. And as the knee comes down, the hand slides back. Yeah, that's it. Reaching out as the knee goes up, sliding back as the knee comes down. So there's a twist, twisting the chest towards the floor. And then as you're ready, relinquishing the top knee to the lower knee to the pull of gravity, drawing knees into chest, interlace fingers behind head, letting the in-breath fill the backs of the lungs as you turn the top elbow towards the floor. And then as you exhale, opening chest towards ceiling. Yeah. Just finding your own rhythm. Our English word rhythm comes from the Sanskrit word hridaya. Hridaya is the lotus heart. Such a beautiful word, rhythm, hridaya. Sometimes the rhythm of the world is not our rhythm. It's just too fast, too intense, too loud. What a joy to move at your own rhythm. What's your pulse? What's your biorhythm? It's the rhythm of movement that allows you to be aware, to be tender, to experience the joy of embodiment. And then again, as you feel ready, as you feel complete, just pausing, you could rest the top hand to the floor, letting the breath contour to the lower ribs into the ground. And then as Booker taught last night, the top hand is on the floor. You can just kind of push it into the floor and reach your top leg out long, and that'll bring you up to sitting. So you can just use that momentum and come on up. And Rolf talked about a knee pad yesterday, like don't have knee pad regrets. So let's make knee pads. So you can just fold your blanket, or you could fold your zabuton. I'm going to use a zabuton. I don't have a blanket. And we won't use it for the knees just yet. We'll just take a kneeling position with knees wide and big toes touching. And if you do need more padding for your knees, you could, you know, pad with knees, something under your knees as well. And let's everybody, yeah, great. Now turn to face forward. Otherwise, I'll get confused about how to organize the room. And then we'll take, so these knees a little wide, big toes touching. We'll take that folded blanket or that zabuton, just slide it up so it's across your lap. And it can come right into the crease of your hips. You can kind of pull it down into that crease and then fold forward and take your hands to the floor. So you kind of wedge it in there. Nothing is one size fits all, ever. So don't believe that. So adjust. If it doesn't work, use something else or don't use it at all. And we're not going way out long with the hands. You could do that, but I'm just going to suggest hands closer to the knees so you're a little more upright, sitting bones dropping towards heels. Then we're going to do the thoracic cat-cow. So the thoracic spine is the middle spine. We're going to do some catting and cowing with that middle spine. So the lower spine is a little more stabilized in this position. And bringing the movement into where we tend to be quite stiff. Where we tend to hold, especially in meditation. Yeah. You can do this with your hands on a chair. If it doesn't work to kneel, we'll do a little bit of kneeling this morning. So I'll show some alternatives to kneeling. And let's just pause and we'll take right hand across the midline, set it in front of left hand. So the hands are just lined up and then keep going catting and cowing here. And just notice we change the angle. The sensation changes. Yeah. Letting the breath be an offering into the tight places. And then pausing, we'll take the right hand back and the left hand goes across in front of the right hand. And again, we're in this vinyasa of arching and lengthening. What is vinyasa? Vinyasa means to take a step with mindfulness, to really be aware of what we're doing. It doesn't really matter sometimes what we're doing, it's the awareness. And from here, coming back to center, you just pause for a moment in center. You could press your hands into the floor. And then without moving your hands, pull your hands towards your knees. And we'll go into that little, like a little cobra in the upper spine. You could drop your chin towards the center of your chest. So you lengthen the back of your neck as you extend or you arch the thoracic spine. Pull your shoulder blades toward your waist. Feel like you're trying to pull yourself forward on your sticky mat. So maybe strong contraction in the upper back. That's okay. It's okay to contract as long as we don't stay contracted. That's the thing. And then feel the release. Yeah. So from here, I'm going to offer coming into a lunge. Okay, with the right foot forward and the left knee down. Most of you have done lunges before. So if you want to do down dog, step into lunge, do vinyasa, whatever it is, I'm just going to show to set the knee pad down to come forward onto all fours and then to step the right foot forward to turn the left toes under and come up into the lunge. So however you want to come up. And if lunging with the back knee down doesn't work, you could take a chair and hold the back of the chair so that, and then just bend a little through both knees. This is just so good for the lower back and the hips. So this can be your position, whatever works for you. And then from here, without moving your feet or your knees at all, pull your right foot and your left knee towards each other. They don't move, they just pull. Just feel how that brings a little of that contraction, that stability. Let's take arms down by sides, palms facing forward, thumbs out to the sides. And now, like we did a moment ago, you can sweep the arms back, squeeze your shoulder blades down towards your waist. But there's that contraction feeling. And then we can let the pelvis lunge forward. So we stop pulling foot and knee. We let the pelvis lunge forward and we sweep the arms up. And then we pull right foot and left knee towards each other and we sweep the arms back. We're squeezing the bottom tips of the shoulder blades onto the back. And then we release and we lunge forward. Pulling right foot, left knee towards each other. Yeah, pelvis moves back over the back knee and then it comes forward. Rhythm. Let's just do one more coming forward. And then as we come back, we're pulling right foot, left knee towards each other. You just drop the right hand to the right hip. Turn that left palm. I'll turn to face you so you can see. Turn that left palm to face to the right. And then do a little side bend. I think you did this morning. Yeah, some side bending work. Pulling right foot, left knee towards each other. Stability. So good to have some stability. Yeah. Then inhale, rise, come back up to center. Take your time, go slow, hands down to the floor, stepping that right knee back. Maybe you want to go all the way to dog pose or whatever it is that you need to do between sides. We'll do a collective dog in a moment, but for now, options, of course, always. And then make your way, same thing, second side, left foot forward, right knee down. You can hold back of chair, or you could just do the arm movement. If you don't want to lunge, just do the arm movement. Just pausing with arms by sides, palms facing forward, thumbs out to the side. Pull left foot, right knee towards each other. Like you're trying to fold up your mat underneath you. Really squeeze bottom points of shoulder blades together on the back. And then we can let the pelvis come forward and sweep the arms up. Like you're sweeping up water. And then we take the arms back, pulling left foot, right knee towards each other. And then coming forward. Joy, joy. I I love the feeling of engaging the body and then letting it release. My favorite thing about practicing yoga is when I stop practicing. When the pose is over, it's like, oh, thank gosh, I don't have to do that. There's so much joy. Beautiful. Yeah. And then take the arms down. Just pause. There's a beautiful teaching last night from Booker about the transition. You just feel that impulse. Okay, gonna do the next thing. Wow, is it just to pause? And then as you're ready, we'll take hands down and step that left knee back. And you might just come back into child's pose or up. Oh, we didn't side bend. Goodness. See, Sarah, you're just always there for me. So let's side bend. Let's take that. It takes a village. It really does. To teach a yoga class, you need everyone involved. Yeah. Yeah. You just can't do it alone. Pulling left foot, right knee towards each other. That helps to stabilize. You have the feeling on the in-breath that the spine lifts up. There's a beautiful buoyancy. And then the out-breath is the deepening into the side bend. Yeah. Okay, good. Now then, let's inhale. Rise and come up. We'll set hands down. You could do the child's pose, or you could do all fours, or you could set your hands down. And without moving your hands, you could isometrically spin them outward. You just feel that movement at the shoulders, like you're turning two wheels, one to the right, one to the left. And then turn your toes under and lift your hips up and back into what might be a dear friend for you, the Adho Mukha Svanasana, the downward facing dog pose. Let's take knees bent. Let's bend knees in dog pose. Let's bend knees. Yeah. Just feel as you bend your knees, you might be able to float your sacrum towards the ceiling and the tops of your thighs towards the Kuan Yin altar. Yeah, that's it. And then you might re-extend your legs. You might straighten your knees. Then as you're ready, we're going to come forward to standing. So if you have a way of getting there, that's preferable. I like to just step feet forward, feet hip width apart, feet parallel, and bend knees, bring hands to hips. So you bend your knees and really press your feet into the floor, and then inhale, rise. Like you're pushing the floor away from you to rise and come up to stand. You can sweep your arms out to the sides. Turn your inner arms to face up. And then reach the arms up. Just pressing down through your heels as you lengthen the side body. Reach up through the pinky finger sides of your hands. And let your heels descend. Let your tailbone descend. And let the very base of your skull ascend up towards the ceiling like an antenna. Great. Beautiful. Yep. Then from there, let's just exhale and release the arms down. So from here, let's turn. So turn your body towards the east wall. So turning towards this direction, which is more or less where the sun comes up. And just make sure you've got a block somewhere around somewhere. Yeah. And let's step feet out wide. Let's go wide with the feet. Sorry. go parallel wide with the feet. I'm going to use a zafu, pretending that it's a block. Okay. So have your block just in front of you on the floor, or your zafu, whatever, but a block is better. Yeah. And go wide with the feet. Yeah. You could go parallel with your feet, not because it's right, but just because of the way it affects the hamstrings, right? So we just turn the feet to parallel. Bring hands to the hips, and then bend your knees again. So you feel that sense of dropping the sacrum, rooting into your feet. And then fold from the tops of your thighs and bring your hands down to that block. If it needs to be a chair instead, a chair or the windowsill. So hands can be just right underneath the heart. And then press down into your feet to straighten your knees. Let's try again. Let's bend the knees. And earlier we were doing this business of pulling the hands towards the body. You could try that. You could press your hands into the block and without moving the block, pull it back between your feet. So you're pulling the block under you. And let that lengthen your spine. Let it draw your heart forward. Yeah. And then re-extend your legs any amount. You don't have to straighten. Just go any amount. Letting the front of the spine lengthen. Yeah. Now let's take that block and just slide it over to the left. Slide it over to the left. Yeah, and then the spine, of course, goes along with it. Then we bend through the right knee. Let the right knee bend a lot. Yeah. Let the right knee bend a lot. Take that outer right hip a little bit back. A little bit back away from your side waist. Ooh, there's that spot between the pelvis and the ribs. Maybe you can breathe into it. Great. And then let's bring the block back into the midline. Straighten both knees. We just sweep it over to the right. You can bend through that left knee. Think of letting the outer left hip move back towards the wall behind you. Yeah. As your spine lengthens forward. What an amazing thing, yoga asana, this way of just traveling through the pathways of the body and bringing opening and breath, bringing awareness. What a gift, what a joy, in whatever form it shows up in your life. From here, let's bring the spine back into the center. We just pause here, straightening both knees, just so you feel that sense of the symmetry. Then let's bend knees. Let's just take the block before we transition. Just take the block, set it over to the right. Just slide it over to the right so it's set up there already. Then you bend knees, bring your hands to your hips. Push the floor away as you inhale, rise, and you come all the way up. If you're dizzy, just pause. Feel the ground beneath you. Let's keep our feet wide if that's okay. And we'll reach the left arm out as we've been doing. Reach it out and we turn the inner arm to face the ceiling. And just feel, oh, okay. There's that shoulder movement once again. And let's reach the left arm overhead. We'll side bend. It doesn't have to be deep, just side bending a little to the right. You push into your left heel. And reach out through your left pinky finger. You feel, oh, there's that whole left side. Sliding the breath down the left side. And then we come back up to center and we just take your left hand to the hip or wherever you want it to be. We turn the left toes and the left thigh in. So this will be side angle pose. We turn the toes, the thigh in just a little bit. We turn the right foot and the right thigh out. And just feel, as Rolf beautifully taught yesterday, the feet are doing two different things. Right? We can feel that pressure. So we push into the left foot as we bend the right knee. Push into the left foot as we bend the right knee. So the work is distributed. Then from here, you can take arms out, as we did both arms out. You could take your right forearm onto your right thigh, or maybe hand to the block inside your foot, or you could use a chair. That left arm is still out there, right? It's just hanging out. Turn the inner arm to face the ceiling, as we did, and reach it overhead. There we are again. Left heel roots down. Lengthen through the left side ribs, all the way out. Pinky finger side of the hand. If it bothers your shoulder, do hand to hip, or you could sweep the arm behind you instead. Yeah. And as Anne said, we've never been here now. Or as Pascal Leclerc said, we've never been here now. Sometimes when we practice yoga, it's like, oh, I know this pose. I know how to do this. Okay, that's good. But what is it like right now? What's this moment like? Let's take left hand to left hip. Push down into your feet. Take your time as you rise. And we come up. We just bring feet to parallel. And just come back into this wide stance. And reach right arm out. Turn inner arm to face ceiling. And we can just feel what that does with the shoulder. And we take arm overhead. Just a little side bend to the left. Breathing down the left side. And then rising, coming up. Yeah, we can do hands to hips or wherever you want them to be. And we'll turn the feet. And we turn the right foot and the left foot out. You might need to just reach down, swap the block if it's still over on that right side. You can set it to the inner edge of the left foot. Yeah. And then we sense the 2 feet, this right foot and left foot. Press into the right heel as we bend through the left knee. So we stand on 2 legs, on 2 feet. And we stretch arms out. Let's take a moment to feel, is there a momentum to go forward? Is there a momentum to go over that left leg? How is it to place the mind in the right heel? And then as you're ready, we can take the left forearm down, forearm to thigh or hand to the block, whatever helps you to find length in your spine. We can turn the inner right arm to face the sky and sweep right arm overhead. Is there a way that you're holding that you don't need to? Is there some burden that you're carrying that could be relinquished on the out-breath? Last moment here, really sensing into that exhaling. Stiram and Sukham, that's in the Yoga Sutras. Now let's take right hand to hip. We press into left foot, inhale, rise, coming up. Feet come to parallel. Yep. And we can just take a moment in this wide stance. Doesn't have to be radically wide. You can do arms down by sides, palms facing forward. And then as you're ready, heel toe, take your time. And let's turn, we'll step back up to the top of the mat. If we can call it that in this moment. Take an inhalation. You could reach your arms up. Just feel that joy, excuse me, of raising the arms up. Then bend knees and fold forward. Just, touching hands down. Let's step back. You could come into downward facing dog. You could do the child's pose. You could sit down in a chair. You could do a vinyasa. Sometimes when we hold a pose for just another moment, not if there's pain, not to be, get somewhere with the whole thing of your practice, but just to see what it's like to be there for a little bit longer. Sometimes there's great fruit there. Then as you feel ready, we're going to come to sitting. So take your time to get there. However you like to come to sitting, we can sit on a zafu. That would be great. And I know we said we didn't need them, so I'm sorry about that. You could also sit on a block, though, or folded blanket. And just sit and so that your sitting bones are right on the edge. Yeah, you can just have your feet in front of you to start. If you can definitely do this in a chair. So if you're sitting in the chair, sit side saddle so that the back of the chair is to your right. Yeah, that's it. So you just do a quarter turn to the right. That's it. And just sitting. If you're sitting on the floor, we'll keep the right foot on the floor. We'll stretch the left leg out in front and offset your left foot a little off to the left. So you just have a little more space. Now, if you're pregnant, we're going to do a twist to the right, but if you're pregnant, you're going to want to do it to the left instead, okay? You don't want to do the closed twist. Let's just take left hand across to the outer right knee. Yeah, just do that much. And then take your right hand and reach it out in front of you. I know we're twisting, we'll do that in a moment, but just reach it out in front of you with palm facing the ceiling, like you have an offering. And you could do a little cat in your spine. And then lift up through your heart, draw your arm back, twist to the right, and reach the arm back behind you with the palm facing the ceiling, like you're offering the row behind you a piece of chocolate. Let's just try that a few times. So we turn forward, we reach the arm forward. You could do a little rounding. You reach the arm forward. Then you lift up through the chest and you reach the arm back, offering. Once more, if you like. And as you come into the twist, just dropping your hand to the floor behind you, or sometimes I like to put it on something like a zafu or a zabuton or a block. So you get a little bit more lift of the chest. We can lift on the in-breath, lengthen on the in-breath. And then use the out-breath as a softening. Take an inhalation here, and as the out-breath arrives, coming back into the center, and you can just bend through the left knee, stretch your right leg out long, same thing, second side. taking distance between the two legs. Yeah. And just taking your right hand, wrapping it around the left knee. You could do elbow hook. I just like the hand because you have more space. And then lengthen your spine up and reach the left arm forward towards the front altar. And then we lift through the heart and we reach the arm back towards Kuan Yin. What can we offer Kuan Yin? Reach the arm forward towards the Buddha, Prajnaparamita, and then the arm back towards Avalokiteshvara. Just maybe one more if you're enjoying it. Yeah. Beautiful, everyone. Then just dropping your hand down wherever it lands behind you. Could use block or cushion, or you could keep reaching forward and back. Some of you looked reluctant to let that go. You can do that rest of the day. Joy is so healing. We just notice for a moment, wow, you can twist your spine. And it doesn't matter how far you twist, really doesn't matter. You can breathe into the tight spaces. That's available right now. You can release if something feels like you're holding it too tightly. And then from there, as you're ready, just coming, unwinding, back to center. Ah, good. Let's stretch both legs out in front for a moment. If that's okay for you, I know for some bodies this is a hard position to be in. So if that's the case, then you could cross your legs. But if it's okay to have legs out in front, you just take your hands and catch the back edge of that zafu and press it down towards the floor and lift up through your heart. It just gives your lumbar a little lift. And if it's not enough lift, you could use, you know, you could use a block behind you. Press it down into the floor. Just get some lift here. Side body lifting, collarbones lifting, tops of the thighs descending into the ground. What a profound honor it is to be here with you today. So as you feel ready to release, we'll come into sitting or into lying down. We were talking about how radical that is on this retreat, that we can just do lying down meditation whenever we want. So if you'd rather lie down, then lie down. Sit if you'd like to sit. Stand if you'd like to stand. Dance in the back of the hall if you'd like to dance. Yeah. But whatever you do, support your body. You know, just check in, is the body supported? So you could put a bolster under your spine, as has been so skillfully taught. Something under the backs of your knees if you're lying down. Definitely enough cushions under your pelvis if you're sitting. If you're in a chair, finding a way that that chair really holds you. Just to be alive is enough. Just take one breath and then another. Place your attention on joy, on being connected and feeling whole. And you will find it everywhere. Your heart will still break. You will know grief. But you will find it a reasonable cost for the random abundance of miracles and soft, wild rhythms of life. Adrienne Marie Brown.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.